Okay, guys, we are here to discuss the After the Final Rose finale. Becca was announced as the Bachelorette. All the good things are happening. We'll be right back after this to discuss it all.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, okay, we are back. If you're watching us live, you know that this was the most awkward episode of our recap ever. I'm having like a weird deja vu. Sorry about that, but we appreciate you guys listening. We had some technical difficulties, but we are here to discuss the After the Final Rose finale. So happy to be here with you guys. My name's Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Ms. Zias. And tonight I'm joined by Renee.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Guys, people in the chat role have been here for a while. I've been loving reading your reactions because I think it's kind of going through everyone's mind. Renee, what did you think about this episode of After the Final Rose and in its entirety, if you can give a couple words?
I was super happy about some of the things that were said about Ari by Becca's friends. I loved that. I thought Becca got to kind of say her piece. Ari pissed me off. The proposal did nothing for me, but hallelujah that Becca is the Bachelorette.
Okay, I feel like that's very fair. I feel like you just described the entire episode, actually.
And we'll buzz you later.
Okay, so let's get into Becca and Ari. So finally, they meet face-to-face. Do you think this is really the first time they saw each other since the breakup?
I do, because it felt super awkward. To me, I was cringing when he hugged her because all I could think about was yesterday when we watched her tell him, don't touch me. And so that's all I was thinking when he went in for the hug. He's like, don't touch her, Ari, go away. But, you know, he was supposed to be there, and I guess she allowed the hug.
Yeah, I think that at this point, Becca was just so over it. I don't even think she cared. I mean, they were trying to get answers out of him, and she had a lot of things to ask. But I feel like at that point, you know, all these things probably go through your mind. And then she was probably there being like, I don't even know what to ask him at this point. And, like, so far removed. You know what I mean? Obviously, he's happy, yeah. And she wished him well. Do you think that he did a good job at answering her questions?
No. Tell me one answer he had for any of her questions, aside from he messed up.
Okay, well, I think the one answer that was decision was that he said something along the lines of, you know, a lot of people are wondering why I did this, why it was taped, and I wanted everyone to know that it was my fault and not yours, and I just wanted everyone to know what really happened. And it was he was kind of owning the situation, but it felt like a cop-out at the same time.
It was a producer-fed line.
Yeah.
That is 100%, even the way he said it, he almost repeated it twice while he was giving the answer, if I'm not mistaken, and it just felt so disingenuous, as honestly we've seen from Ari yesterday and tonight. I just don't even trust anything he says anymore. When Becca was saying to him, she asked him straight up before Chris Harrison interrupted. I was so mad. She was asking him, like, you told me you were so confident about us and you said yes and you were so in love with me every time I asked you, like, what happened? He had no answer for it, and then Chris interrupted. And I'm over Ari.
I don't, you know what? I think he really handled the whole situation with Becca terribly. But I do believe he's genuine in his thoughts and his relationship with Lauren. I feel like that part was really real. The hardest part for me to watch of this entire episode was seeing how cold he was to Becca in last night's episode and then seeing how anxious he was before seeing Lauren. And then it was just so weird because he was so nervous, so anxious. But then he opened the door and I thought it was going to be her dad or something. And it was her, and she just like jumped on him and gave him a hug. And I was like, oh, okay, obviously they're already in a relationship. Or she is taking him back and he knows that. So I think it was hard to hear him say that he wouldn't necessarily have done this if he didn't know their certainty in being with Lauren. Because I feel like, so what if he have continued his engagement with Becca?
Yes.
If that was an option and they would have just broken up months later, you know what I mean? That felt like pretty shitty.
I absolutely think that that's what would have happened, because he said his whole thing was that he made a mistake and should have picked Lauren over Becca, knowing dang well that Lauren said I love you before she hopped in the limo and still had feelings for him. And then he reached out knowing that she did still love him, got the validation he needed, in reassurance, and then left Becca. If he didn't get that, I promise you it would have played out like he got closure from the situation.
Yeah, definitely.
I just don't trust this guy anymore.
I can't believe he told Lauren, I'm 1,000% over Becca.
Oh, my God. I felt the same way when he said
1,000%?
I froze. Because you were engaged to her for over a month and a half. You were dating her exclusively, as far as we know, slash hope, for a month and a half.
Okay, what do you mean dating exclusively? They were engaged.
Sorry.
Doesn't engaged, like, I mean, you're not dating anymore. Do you,
right? I mean, he was saying they're hanging out, so I feel like dating's even a step up from what he described. But for a month and a half, and so it just drives me crazy that with Lauren, who he said on the show that he couldn't have a conversation with, he said it tonight, he was completely over Becca like that. That to me is like a sociopathic thing. Because how do you just get over someone like that, knowing how badly you hurt them? And honestly, knowing that you had any feelings for them at any point ever, how would you just be over it like that?
You know what? At the same time, though, I think Ari really was there to find a relationship and find a wife. And I think he really did want his happy ending. And I think once he had that conversation with Lauren, he just realized he made the wrong decision. And I think it was so easy for him at that point to be like, okay, I did this wrong. Like, I'm over Becca, and I know he felt bad about the situation, but I think he was able to let go of that relationship so quickly because he knew at that moment, like, this is where I should be.
See, I disagree, because tell me this. In your opinion, if you were in Ari's position, and let's say you really cared for someone, you were engaged to this person, and you needed to call off that engagement because you made a mistake, this person is wonderful, you truly care about them, but you realize you need to be with this other person. Tell me you would not be slightly more emotional handling this.
Okay, first of all, I cried twice in tonight's episode. I would 100% be more emotional, okay? But I'm an emotional person. I don't think he handled it properly. But I do think if I realized I was with the wrong person and then it was so clear to me that I was in love with someone else, I would end that probably as soon as I could to be with that other person.
Yeah, but would you be DMing that person and calling them before calling off your engagement?
I mean, I don't know, because he told Becca that he wanted to get in touch with Lauren. And she said it was okay. I don't know if he said that. I think he said, I need to talk to her. She assumed that it was foreclosure. And I think there's definitely some miscommunication there. And he probably obviously didn't tell her the whole truth. But I think maybe he wanted it to be foreclosure. And then he called her and was like, shit, I'm in a lot of trouble here.
Well, there was also miscommunication because he didn't say, I'm going to call Lauren. He said that he, from what I gathered, that he thought about reaching out to her and expressed this to Becca, saying, I think I'm just, this breakup isn't still sitting well with me. He even said, or she said, I don't really remember. It was a lot of he said, she said tonight, that it was the guilt that made him want to call her, the way he ended things.
Right.
That does not sound like that he's going to call her wanting her back.
For sure.
But he didn't say specifically, I'm going to call her tomorrow. He didn't even tell Becca when he called her and then told her after the fact. If that's not shady, I don't know what is.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Ari's for sure shady. There's no defending him in that. I'm just defending the fact that I do believe he wanted to find love. Do I think he messed up? Do I think he was such a jerk in this whole situation? 100%. He did a million things wrong. But I don't know what it's like to be in that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was for sure shady. But you know what? I feel like Lauren like thought this was going to happen or knew it was going to happen. And I think watching it back, like, I do believe that he had a stronger connection with Lauren. I mean, first of all, it's so messed up that they get engaged and Becca still has to reassure him. You know what I mean? The entire show, he kept reassuring Lauren that he was interested in her, kept reassuring Lauren. And you would see Becca giving him that assurance. And obviously, that's why he chose Becca. But it's so screwed up for Becca that afterwards, they're engaged and she still has to reassure him.
I know, I couldn't imagine, because honestly, coming from an experience like The Bachelor, you would think that now winning, but during the whole time having to deal with 29 other women, you'd now be reassured by this man, because right. You've done all the reassuring, telling him that you're in it, you love him, saying you love him first, telling him you're ready to get married. Then when he proposes, you think then you're going to get some reassurance for you, because you need that after coming out of an experience like that.
People on the chat roll are freaking out. They're saying, okay, so Ari's ex-girlfriend, Sydney, said that he would pull Mesnick before he even started filming the season. And it's interesting because I listened to an interview with CN, and she said that if he chose Lauren, he would have ended it with her to get with Becca.
I agree.
You think so?
I completely agree. Here's the thing we don't know. I'll tell you this. I think they can tweak editing for this show as it goes on, and because this happened so early on, and he dumped her in mid-January, I think they had a lot of time to kind of change the story to make it more apparent that him and Lauren did have such a beautiful love story. I think if he stayed with Becca, the editing would have been slightly different. I think there's more to what he said to Becca in the fantasy suites, just as he said to Lauren. Obviously, we didn't see. I think he gave them both reassurance he was going to pick both of them and gave them so much validation that they both thought that they were going to win. That's not even about whose connection was better. I think they each had a different connection, like Ben Higgins. Ben and JoJo had a completely different dynamic than him and Lauren. And sure, we can say, like, which one we preferred, obviously. He went with Lauren B in the end, as did Ari. So Ari chose this, I think he had this idea of, like, the life he wanted after The Bachelor. And he thought, oh, Becca, I want this life. And then he had that life and still wasn't happy. So he thought, oh, it must be because I want Lauren. And I think it's just a grass is greener thing.
You think if he chose Lauren, he would leave her for Becca? I don't believe that. Chatroll, I would love to know what you think. If he chose Lauren initially, would he have broken up with her to get engaged with Becca?
He doesn't know what he wants. And for me, it's more of like not knowing, not the what ifs. So with Becca, he had such a great connection with her. And knowing how confident he was that day, you don't think he would have had any doubts after picking Lauren? He had doubts that day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I agree. I mean, he definitely is so confused. But I just think that, I think this show needs to change. I think there shouldn't be this pressure to necessarily get engaged at the end. Because I think that's why so few of these relationships actually work. Because, I mean, think about it. They had these two one-on-ones, right? Mm-hmm. They both had these incredible dates. They just met Ari's family. And then 24 hours later, he has to break up with one of them and get engaged to another one. I feel like, I mean, and did it used to be where there was like a week of time off or something to actually like think about things?
Was it 24 hours?
24 hours.
Yeah.
That's screwed up. Like, how can you possibly make a decision in that time? Unless you obviously know. He clearly didn't know what he wanted.
Yeah, I think a lot of the times in the past, bachelors and bachelorettes have known, so it hasn't been so tricky. Because usually, you think when it comes down to two people, you know who you have a stronger connection with. Clearly, this is something he's been struggling with. And because he's been struggling with it so much, and he found out that after picking Becca, that she wasn't exactly what he wanted. To me, that doesn't mean that Lauren is. That just means he doesn't know what he wants and he's not ready for this serious commitment.
Okay, so Lauren and Ari tonight got engaged. Are you happy for them? Do you believe in their love story?
I believe that they currently believe in their love story. Do I think it's going to last? I don't.
Really? Gosh, I don't know if I'm a sucker or not, but I believe it. I think they're right for each other.
Did you believe in Ben Higgins and Lauren?
No.
Really?
No.
Who was the last couple you didn't believe in?
The last couple I didn't believe in or that I believed in? I believe in Rachel and Brian.
You believe in Rachel and Brian? Mm-hmm. I believe in Rachel and Brian. Did you believe in Nick and Vanessa?
No.
Me neither.
Absolutely not. I wasn't sure about JoJo and Jordan, to be honest with you.
I wasn't either.
Who else? Gosh, I can't even remember. The Bachelors are harder to remember for some reason.
Yeah. But I just think you never know with this. I will say, though, based on him as a person from what we've gathered from this TV show, I can't see him staying in a monogamous relationship for that long. I really can't. Maybe he feels pressure now. I don't think he's going to stay.
I don't know. I think he's very confident in his decision now. And I know that seems ironic to say, obviously. But I almost wish that they didn't get engaged tonight. I wish they came on the show already engaged. Like, why did it need to be public for everyone to see? Or why can't they do it later on privately, because I feel like it kind of just made a mockery of their relationship a little bit.
I feel like Lauren wanted it. I feel like Lauren knew it was coming and said, "Will you propose to Becca on national television? Now I want
you
mine."
You think so?
I feel like it was something like that. She's someone that needs constant reassurance.
Sure. Yeah.
So wouldn't you think she wants that kind of validation on national television after another girl had already gotten it from her now fiance?
You know, people are saying Ari even manipulated Lauren to not watch the finale. And Renee and I were discussing this.
That's what I was saying.
I don't believe that, because you know what? I think if she watched the finale, she would have realized how much more he loved her than he loved Becca.
That I do disagree.
Really?
Yes, because number one,
there were okay. No, my gosh, for I us, can't believe you're saying this,
Christina. We don't have an emotional connection to Ari, but imagine watching your boyfriend or fiance or husband saying how much he loves and wants to be with another woman. I don't care how confident you are in your relationship. Watching that on television is not going to sit well with you.
Okay, fine. I agree with that. I just think that when I watched it back, I clearly saw him more into Lauren. And when he broke up with her, when he broke up with Becca, it was very much because he wanted to be with Lauren. So I feel like it would just reassure her.
I disagree. I honestly think it just makes him look bad and like he doesn't know what he wants. I think during that finale, you saw a lot of Becca and his relationship and how confident he did seem, his promises he made during her proposal. I think that would have completely thrown her off. And then honestly, watching their breakup and seeing how it came completely out of nowhere, and also how she did not know about Lauren and had other ideas of what he thought about Lauren, I genuinely think he purposely did not want her to watch it because he thought she would get mad and feel insecure in their relationship.
I don't know, because I think that he actually taped the whole breakup with Becca so he could prove to Lauren like that he did this for her. Also, by the way, people in the chat roll are saying they actually got engaged last week. Redid it for live TV.
Yeah, it didn't seem like the first time because she knew it was
Which
coming.
Is shady. Like, why do you have to fake it then?
Because Ari is shady.
That is just full damage control. Why can't you just be like, listen, like, you know, I would have loved for you guys to see this proposal. I know that you don't believe in our love story, but I am so in love with this woman, and I just want you to know that we actually did get engaged privately. You know, it was just us and our families. I love how I'm, like, rewriting this for them.
You're welcome, ABC.
You're welcome. But we are so happy together, and we hope that you guys could be happy for us. We are engaged. Like, why have to do it on TV? You know what I mean?
That was my inner monologue yesterday when I was watching Ari break up with Becca.
Why do it on TV?
It's on TV.
You know what I did like to see, though?
What?
Did you see Ari's parents and Lauren's parents?
No.
And they were, like, hugging and shaking hands during the proposal and right after the proposal.
Were they meeting?
To me, it looked like they 100% met before.
Okay.
So, for me, it was nice to see that because I'm such a family person.
Yeah.
And it's so important that, you know, my parents and Steve's parents are connected and that they all love each other. Mm-hmm. And I think family is so important to both of them. And their family looked like they were close already.
I mean, that's good.
So, that's good.
I don't know. We'll see. I have my bets on they're going to break up, but I give it a year.
Okay. Well, I think they're going to be married with kids within the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Wait, should we put money on this?
Yeah,
okay, how much should we put?
We should. Let's do...
$20.
Let's do 20.
Okay.
Let's do 20 and a bottle of wine.
Okay, perfect.
Cool.
If I win, I want champagne.
If I win, I want champagne.
Okay. $20 and a bottle of champagne.
Done.
If you're listening... Gosh, would we say 2 years? Married and kids?
I mean, yeah, you said married and kids 2 years. So 2 years, guys, on AFR, on The Bachelor, Christine's going to put her money where her mouth is.
I'm going to be wasted from the whole bottle of champagne that Renee is going to supply for me.
Thank you.
Okay, should we get into the girls?
Yes, let's do it.
So, first of all, who is Caroline?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I've been seeing this everywhere. I remember Caroline.
No, I mean,
really liked Caroline.
I remember her, but I just, at this point, I think it's beyond her being a good friend. She literally was like, move over. Let me try and get as close to Chris Harrison as I possibly can. Like, girl, like, we get that you're a good friend, but I'm so over Caroline. It's not the Caroline show.
Really?
She wasn't even relevant in this season. And I love that she's a supportive friend, but it feels like she is just trying to make Caroline happen, not...
I disagree. I honestly think she's a protective friend. She clearly loves Becca. This girl cries every time she talks about Becca being a good person. It's really sweet. But I was listening to her on Ben Higgins and Ashley S podcast.
Same. I thought she was so annoying on there, too.
Oh, I disagree. I thought it was funny that she, when Ben was talking about how there were like 10 good choices for Bachelorette, she's like, don't even. It's not going to be me. Ben, I'm irrelevant. Like, stop it. She was poking fun at herself.
Fine. She did do that. And I guess that was cute. But the rest of the time, she kept interrupting the rest of the girls.
Christina, if I was a nobody and like my best girlfriend in the house went through that, I would be Caroline 100%.
Okay, right. But it's because you are a nobody. Do you know what I mean? You'll never be a nobody to me, by the way.
Oh, I know.
I think that Becca M had some great points.
Very, very true. Honest. Okay, can I tell you who annoyed me the most this episode? I hate saying it. I love her. But I was getting so mad. Kendall.
Why?
I love Kendall.
She was hysterically crying?
No, because she was so positive about Ari and so sweet. And I'm like, yes, yes, it's good to be happy for people. But also, like, sometimes people are dicks. And you can't just be like, I love them always. And she was happy and positive about everything.
No, I don't think she was saying I love them always. I think she truly believes that they are good for each other. She knows Lauren the best out of any of us. Out of you and I included, she just knows Lauren better
Lauren
than us.
Didn't talk to anyone else in the house either. Kendall's probably the only one that got like three sentences out of her. And they were probably like, wow, I like that and I love Ari.
I don't know. I think Tia was like low key
salty.
So salty that she's not the Bachelorette. But also, she probably is happy for Becca.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, CN had some great points too.
CN, here's the thing. I love CN because I felt like she was the perfect balance of like, I want you to be happy, but are you also messed up? Whereas Kendall was just too like, I want everyone to have love. She literally said she wanted everyone to have love. And yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Girl, I feel you on that. I want to stress, I really like Kendall. It just, in that moment that I won like punches at Ari, she was too positive for me in that moment. But Becca M took it home, girl. I was into it. I thought
But also, why is Becca M that mad? Honestly, I think she's like a little too angry. She is. I mean, I think there has to be a happy medium. Like, because at this point, why do you even care about Ari? Honestly, like, if he's happy with Lauren and like they have a boring relationship walking their dogs and drinking coffee, good for them. Like, why are we still... We don't necessarily need to hate on them.
But
you know?
How close are they? Here's the thing. I'm one of those friends where I'm very protective. And I feel like I would still be mad. I would be Becca M level mad at this point.
You know what? I think that's a good point of view because I have no problem telling my friends when like their guys are complete terrible people and they shouldn't be together. So you're right.
You would be up there like...
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You have to use a few bleeps if I speak my truth.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, gosh, no one can talk without cursing on this show.
I know.
But you're right. I would be very protective if it was my friend or my sister or my cousin. I know how I am with my personal relationships.
Yeah.
So I probably would eat him alive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'd be more of a Becca M than a Kendall in that situation.
I would be, if I were Becca M or CN, I would just die to have Ari on that couch while I was also there with all my friends. Could you imagine if that was it? Instead of Becca versus Ari, it was all of her girl game versus Ari.
Oh my gosh, forget it.
He'd be out.
He would be out. Thank God. Do you think he was very apologetic tonight? Do you think he handled himself well? I know you weren't content with all of his answers, but overall, his entire demeanor?
No, his demeanor tonight was like, oh, this is a lot of pressure. I didn't realize America would hate me as much as they do. I better fix my reputation. He doesn't care about Becca. You can see it in his eyes. You can see the way he talks to her. He does not care. And that kind of like off and on light switch with, I love you and care about you so deeply to like, I'm over this, scares me in a person, and I cannot empathize with Ari anymore. I feel bad for Lauren at this point. So nothing he said felt genuine to me tonight, and none of it felt apologetic. What about with you?
Gosh, I think that I believed him. I think he was apologetic. But
Really?
I think he was apologetic, but at the same time, I think he was, like, very selfish, and I think he was like, listen, like, I came on here to find love. Like, this was about me, and I feel bad for you, but I did what's right for me. And whether that's, like, a response we want to hear or not, I think that's what he was trying to say. And I don't think that makes him a bad person. I don't think he handled anything right. But I think at the end of the day, he just wanted to be with Lauren, and he didn't really care if he hurt Becca, if that meant he got to have his happy ending.
Yeah, but it just says a lot about your character and how you treat other people.
Also, I just can't believe he said, I just wanted my fairy tale to come true.
Oh my God, when he said that too, I was like,
how old are you? Like, why are you...
Your fairy tale?
Like, what? And you know what's really funny? Like, Lauren B is 25 years old.
I know.
For all that talk about Becca's age, Becca's 2 years younger than her.
I know.
Age ain't nothing but a number, right? All right, let's get into Becca real quick before we end. What did you think about her first four guys? And, of course, this crazy announcement that The Bachelorette was going to start right then.
Okay, I got so excited when they announced Becca was going to be The Bachelorette. I kind of had a feeling because if The Bachelor didn't make Becca the Bachelorette, America would have been so pissed.
So pissed.
If they were like, and Tia! We all would have been like, no, send her back. Bring out Becca. So I was so happy about that. I think she was so cute meeting all those four guys. My favorite one, I don't even remember their names, but my favorite one, I thought the guy with the horse was so cute because he was the perfect amount of, like, nervous but also could kind of hold a conversation. The banjo guy lost me when he started talking and stopped singing. I was like, oh, no.
I thought the horse guy was the cutest, too. He was my favorite.
Yeah. The British guy in the beginning could not stop talking.
Oh, my gosh. He was terrible. I was so embarrassed for him. He was probably just so nervous and didn't know when to stop. And it's, like, such an awkward situation altogether. But then, like, no one's giving you cues on when your conversation should end or, like, do you walk off stage left, stage right? So he was probably just so uncomfortable.
So cringe.
But he gave me, like... He's cringeworthy, but I think Becca handled herself very well.
Very well. She was being so sweet and reassuring to them, hugging them. She's going to be a very sweet bachelorette, but I also think she doesn't even know what's coming for her because the emotions and heartbreak you have to deal with being the bachelor or bachelorette. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. It's going to be incredible. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in this entire season. We love chatting with you guys. We're obviously going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back when The Bachelorette is on, maybe a little bit sooner. So make sure you're following us on social media so you can find out when we will be back. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias and at MissZias.com.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, for making this an amazing season. Obviously, we were the stars of your season, not Ari. So give us some love, and we'll be back chatting with you guys soon enough.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.